One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. All right, all right, all right. Welcome, everyone, back again. Today, I want to talk a little bit about disabled fashion. I want to share with you how I rock my one-handed world and increase my fashion style, working on my one-handed threads. I dealt with this quite a bit my entire life, and now I have great solution and I rock some funky one-handed disabled style. It's almost difficult to know where to actually start, but I guess I should just start with I don't have two hands, as you know, one hand speaks, but I do have an elbow. So I have my right hand and my right arm, and then I have my left arm with an elbow and about 4 inches below that. In a lot of cases, sleeves for me on my left side, if they're long, have always been a bit of an issue for me. Have always had a little bit of a struggle. Now, t-shirts, short sleeve shirts, never a problem. But when it comes to coats and jackets, overcoats, long sleeve shirts, sport coats, tuxedos, anything of that nature, it's always been a little bit quirky. Now, when I was younger, it wasn't that much of a concern because I used to wear a prosthetic hook. And that accounted for the sleeve. So it wasn't that big of a deal either way. There are other considerations there. I have a strap across my back. It can be slightly uncomfortable. Certain clothes that didn't work well, tank tops, just all of these considerations. Somewhere around the age of 18, 19, 20, I pretty much stopped wearing my prosthetic arm hook. I always kept it around because I use it when I bicycle a lot. I spent 10 years as a bicycle commuter, 5 years in Seattle, 10 years in Boise, Idaho, and didn't own a car till I was 33, so the hook is really important when you're bicycling, but as far as fashion goes, not that important. But anyways, I'm trying to talk about the one-handed thing with a fashion overtone. Now, as I was saying, the sleeve has always been the issue, especially when it comes to coats. So I don't have that hand. I'm not wearing my prosthetic limb. Now I got sleeve free flapping in the wind, or I'm always pushing it up. And there is the one option that I have never been a fan of is folding the sleeve over and safety pinning it down, or bobby pin, or whatever you want to call it, just pinning it down. I'm not quite sure what my aversion for that look is. I think it just has an old school World War II, World War I overtone. I lost my body part. I got this sleeve. I'm just going to pin it back. Not my favorite look. So what have I started to do? In the past, what I noticed is that when I wore a long sleeve shirt, and then a hoodie, and then I had a jacket on top of that, and I'm trying to push my sleeves up because I actually use the end of my body, the end of my arm, to articulate. Now, I'm very fortunate to have an elbow. In the future, you'll have to check out one of my upcoming podcasts. It'll probably be in the next three. I'm going to talk about the power of an elbow, what it really means to have an elbow. It's so beneficial for me. But I have to push all that clothing up above my elbow so I can articulate with my nub, my short side, my fin, my flipper, whatever you want to call it, my one finger, my one big finger. But I need to be able to do things. I need to be able to articulate, and I need the sleeves out of the way. And most of the time, it's never really been that big of a deal. Just wear a t-shirt, you know, push up my sleeve. And then up until I started rocking my one-handed fashion, what I would do is with my sport coats or my teaching Dharma gear and even my martial art gear, I would take a rubber band or a hairpin or a hair scrunchie, a hairband, and I would fold my sleeve over and hold it up with the rubber band. and then it kind of looked like I had a shorter sleeve. Then one day I realized, oh, maybe I should get something custom cut. And it really started out as a martial art overtone. The sleeve was starting to become slightly cumbersome. I would roll it up, it would fall down. I would roll it up, it would fall down. And it really started with my martial art clothing. Now, I'm a third-degree black belt in Aikido. I have a first-degree black belt in Kaju Kenpo Karate and a first-degree black belt in Danzanru Jiu-Jitsu. I ran a martial arts school here for 10 years, a professional full-time martial arts school, Three Shapes Aikido. Reshape your life, Three Shapes Aikido. And I had a lot of tops, a lot of gi tops, dogi tops, the martial art tops. And I wanted to move more freely. I wanted to have a little more flow. I just wanted to be a little more functional, which is really good in the martial arts. You want to have that efficiency. Therefore, I ended up going to a tailor here in town and getting one of my martial art tops cut. Now, I did a little bit of research to figure out what is the best length. And part of it really had to do with the amount of skin that shows after your long sleeve, how much of your hand is showing in proportion to your arm. So what I wanted was things to be proportionally correct, showing the same percentage of flesh after the sleeve on my long arm and my short arm. Which was a little difficult because the tailor here in Boise, Idaho is this Korean guy, and he didn't speak that well English, but he generally understood what I was shooting for. We measured a few things, we tried a few things out, we experimented with a few things, and then bam! Hi-ya! Next thing I know, I have a martial art top that fits my body. Now, I ended up getting three of my uniform tops custom cut, and I didn't tell any of my students. And it was actually quite some time before one of my students, and I actually remember his name is Solomon. Solomon noticed. He said, "Hey, Sensei, your sleeve is custom cut." And I started to laugh, and I said, "Yeah, and part of it is that I have the same amount of skin showing on each side, so proportionally it looks correct. And then energetically, I'm very even, so it's a little hard to notice." But he complimented me on that. And over time, people have mentioned that in the martial arts. They thought, oh, it's really, well, kind of neat and kind of cool that my martial arts sleeves are custom cut. Now, considering that I taught and trained full time, at that time it was like 20 hours a week, and I spent a lot of time traveling and training. Most of my time was in a martial art uniform. So it worked to have those custom cut, especially the high-end, the Bujin design gi tops made by Ikeda Sensei out of Boulder Aikikai, my sensei. It really made a difference. The amount of flow and comfort and just flexibility and efficiency and the quality of not having to worry about my sleeve was priceless. So then I thought, you know, I'm going to actually apply this to my general life. And I got some of my dress jackets custom cut. And I had the same tailor do it. And he did a great job because he even put the little crease in it and then added the buttons. And I went out and I bought a number of used, high quality, you know, fashionable used clothing. I love used clothing. And then it's great because used clothing is inexpensive. Let me tell you, one of my side jokes is I spend a lot of time in secondhand stores. Well, because I'm looking for the other hand. Ha! But anyways, this allows me the cash that I need to actually get my clothes custom cut. Now, it's one of the downfalls of living life with one hand. If I'm going to up my fashion, then I got to spend a little more money on getting my clothes custom cut. So I've actually spent the last few years getting all my high-end sport coats and my outdoor gear and a lot of my high-end long-sleeve shirts custom cut to fit my body, to fit my jackets, to look really cool so I have the same amount of cuff showing on each side And it's been, you know what? It's actually been amazing. And a little bit of a challenge also are the French cuffs with my cuff links. I'm still kind of refining that process. Part of what makes this work is that I have a seamstress or a tailor that generally is looking out for my best interests, that will support me and learn to grow with me, because it's a little bit of quirk trying to cut these sleeves. And if you don't cut the sleeve correctly, like, it's at the wrong angle. And the last thing I want is a jacket or a sport coat that has the sleeve at the wrong angle. Like, the end of the cuff needs to be straight like all other things. It can't be at a funny angle. And there's got to be enough playroom in my arm. Yeah, all these things are coming up. I'm still working through some things right now as far as trying to get my clothes to fit. I also have a superhero speaking persona on the side. If you want to get a little more information about that, and I'll be talking about that in the future. I was born and raised on sci-fi and comic books, and now is such a great time to be alive with all the great superhero movies coming out. You can go to theguardianofhope.com. That's my superhero speaking persona. I've spoken at the Seattle Comic-Con. I've spoken at the Indiana Comic-Con, the Portland Comic-Con, and I've done a lot of other cool sci-fi speaking things. And I have my own superhero with my own universe and villains, and all the bios are on there. And I even have my persona, which is me. And in my world, my superhero, his persona is me, Alejandro. I work as a graphic designer. I'm a professional speaker. It just reflects my life. And I got some funky leather threads and coats and cool things that I wear, but the amount of clothing that I put on with all these sleeves, I kind of look like that kid in A Christmas Story when he's just totally full. He can't even move, and then he has to go to the bathroom. But it's just really cumbersome, and it's uncomfortable, and it's hard to move. And I'm done. So I found someone that does leather work that cuts all my leather coats and all my high-end coats and custom fits them for my body. And I will tell you, this year I've actually been redesigning all of my winter coats. And this has been an absolute blessing. I didn't really realize it, and I should have realized it based on moving up the thickness scale. But it's hard to manipulate in the winter when you have a thick coat on anyway, let alone have to deal with that extra sleeve or trying to push stuff up and then trying to drive and articulate and doing all that, especially when I'm snowboarding. That kind of stuff I don't want to deal with. But this year I've upgraded almost all of my coats. And I remember the first time I went to my seamstress and I put on my new coat and I spent the day just living in it. I could not tell you how free I felt, how good I felt to have clothes that actually fit my body. I like who I am. I like not having two hands. And I like having clothes that fit my body. And it's been a blessing. And even doing the sci-fi speaking with all my funky leather clothes and vests and all of that that go on, it has just been absolutely amazing. And it reflects how much I enjoy being who I am. And now I'm really into it. It's very cool. And people are actually starting to compliment how well my clothes fit on me, how well that looks, how much I kind of make them feel good because they see I like who I am. And a perfect example of this just happened to me recently. I was at this dinner not that long ago, maybe last January, pretty formal dinner, and I had a nice one of my coats on. I was rocking the tie, had my cufflinks, and then even my peacoat, my overcoat, I had custom cut to fit my body, and it fits me so good. And that coat's always the coat that's really cumbersome because it's a little bit thick and stiff, and oh, I was so happy to get that sleeve custom cut, and it was perfect. And the night was over, and we're all getting ready to rally, and help my mom with her coat, and then I put my coat on, and I notice this guy's eyeballing me, and I give him a little eyeball back, and he walks over, and he said, "Hey, man, that looks really good, that coat, the way that you got it custom cut to fit your body." And I looked at him, and I said, "Thank you." And It's just been such a treat this past couple years to get all my clothes custom cut to fit my body. Because this is me. This is my fashion. This is my one-handed disabled fashion. This is style. This is liking who you are. This is working what you got, working what you got to be. So this isn't going to change, so I might as well make it fit. It's been such a blessing in so many ways I can't even explain, even though I've been talking for the last 16 minutes about it. It's, in a very real way, the right thing to do. And it's just something that I do every month. I get another piece of clothing brought up, mostly coats, sleeves, and just recently I got my ski coat done. It gives me a lot of freedom, and it inspires people. And this is the thing about fashion. Style, fashion. Fashion's one thing, but style's what you bring to fashion. And it's a one-handed style. It's disabled style. It's my style. And I'm loving it. I'm loving especially the cufflinks. So much of style for me has to do with how comfortable I feel in my body and how comfortable that comfortable body feels in some comfortable clothing. Find a way to be who you are, shine on with some fashion style, and live your life to the fullest. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.